opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is a Monday. It is 07-17-17. A lot of ones and sevens in that whole thing, huh? So, hey, just want to say thank you all for listening to today's show. It is a Monday. Looking forward to having a live show for you today. And if you'd like to get in on our conversation, at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025, then hit **. We'll see you in queue and definitely will bring you up. And I hope you all are had a great, great weekend with your friends and those that you love, and you cherish that opportunity to have that, because it's very, very, very important. So with that being said, everyone, we're going to jump into the administration portion of the show so we can get into today's show, and that is the importance of Black Talk Radio Network. Please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. We actually need your support in order to maintain the overall direction and the gains that have been made. And that requires that we will need from you to give some financial assistance to the network so it can continue to meet all of its obligations in order to stay on air, in order to bring you what it is that you've already deemed as necessary and relevant. Very, very important that we do that. And so if you would, give some of your financial energy, whatever it is that you can give is greatly, greatly appreciated and will not be taken for granted. And we definitely appreciate you and all of your giving. So very important for this network in order to continue to do what it's been doing, because you are the reason why the network was put together, and the only one is going to keep the network in that same direction is you. So you could go to the website for this network, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com, www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Then on the homepage, you'll see in the far right-hand margin, the green donation prompt is there. Hit that, and it will lead you into how you could do that. You can also support the network by going and being a part of and becoming a paid member for its excuse me, its social media network known as BTR Community. You can also find BTR Community on the homepage for the network, and you will see it as the capital B with the black background, and you can join for only $24 a year, and that $24 a year is so that the network can maintain the overall servers and everything that's necessary to uphold such a platform, and you can actually promote yourself, your business, things that you think are relevant, make comments, make suggestions. You can, you know, put on the calendar some events that's coming up, and you can calendar them so that people can be aware of what's going on. So very, very important. It's the only place that I post. I've gotten off of the other ones. No real need for me to be there. So I'm not there anymore. So definitely only place that I post is right here in BTR Community. And very, very important. So just want to say for all of you that are in BTR Community, greatly appreciate. And it's going to be useful in the future, especially for the things that we'll be able to navigate through together by way of that. It's a great, great platform, and you should all be a part of it. So looking forward to you actually engaging in it. So definitely. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, you could do that by going to www.prosperitymint.com, www.prosperitymint.com. And also, you know, there you can check out what's in inventory, what's available, and at any time you can email info@prosperitymint.com, info@prosperitymint.com, and someone will get back to you, especially if you haven't purchased before. Make sure you do that so that the buying process can be explained to you. Very, very important. Also, just want to say to you all, I may have made a mistake with my email. And I picked it up from my man Mel sent it to me. It's wolf like the animal, then the number 6, P-A-C-K, then the number 1. So all of the numbers are actually, they're not spelled out, they're numerical. So just put that in. It's wolf 6 pack 1 for those of you. So definitely want you to do that. Okay, what else is it? Oh, today, over the weekend, for those of you that are trading in the Trade Coin Club, everyone that's there, I sent a message to you and a couple of other people that weren't, that there was an opportunity for you to get into a initial coin offering for a coin that I thought was going to do pretty well, and I sent it to you all. Hopefully, you all were able to get in. That token is actually going to be released. They had a very large, very successful ICO, and ICO is the initial coin offering before it gets brought to the regular market. Now they're going to open it up. I think it's going to be this evening, tomorrow, but for us, because they're over in Europe, it's going to be this evening, and hopefully you all were able to get into it, but if you didn't, you'll be able to get into it as you take care of your account stuff. Hopefully you have done that, because the cryptocurrencies was going down all last week, which is, you know, normal, and it could be expected, because now I think that they may even start going back up until start to run back up throughout the rest of July and into August. And if they do pull back, that'd be a good thing. And so make sure you have all your accounts set up correctly so that you can engage in ICOs. ICOs are very, very important. We're going to talk about that later on. But everyone that's in the Trade Coin Club, and I'm going to just say this. Let me tell you why ICOs is so, so important. I actually got in an ICO. It was Vertasium, but when it was just below $6 for one token, and Vertasium went up to $538 for one. So you can see the over, and that all happened within 3 weeks. It was the 25th of May that I entered, or the 24th of May that I entered. By June the 9th or 19th, by June the 19th, it had already went up to $335 at different points, and it was striking different. It was just exploded. And so there's some, you know, those opportunities are there. You just have to find the right ones. And we got lucky. We found the right ones, got into another one that was doing very, very good and is going to continue to do well. So it just gave some information for those of you that are interested in the cryptocurrencies and getting involved in that. There is risk. Make sure you do your own due diligence. Do not put up anything that you don't want to lose. And I actually hadn't cashed out on anything. I don't want to right now. One of the reasons I missed the opportunity, but and I guess I did, because I wasn't expecting that thing that thing to do what it did. And then the second one that I was in, I did expect it to do some things, and it's doing very, very well. And I expect the third one and a couple of other ones that I was in to do well. But I couldn't give that information to you all because you all didn't have the appropriate means to acquire those cryptocurrency. And I'm not talking about you didn't have any cash. They don't take cash. You have had to already had your wallets and your cryptocurrency profile already set up, and that takes a little while and through verification and everything else. And if you didn't have that, you wouldn't been able to engage in it at all. So everyone we sent it to a couple of people, a bunch of people hit me up, and everyone that did, they were greatly appreciative. Thank you. And we greatly appreciate you all. We're going to be doing even further and much more. So this, you know, there are some investments from time to time, and they come, you know, once every 50, 60 years. And I think this is, you know, once 50, 60, 70, 100 years, very few come around. And they usually come around before a major, major, major crash. So I don't expect the cryptocurrencies to actually crash as the economy will, because that's what they want people to run and into. But I do expect the others to do that. And in the meantime, the crypto space is going to just continue to explode because of the possibilities, the digital space and the digital economy that's going to be created from that for the everyday person, so to speak, temporarily, until the system pulls the rug up underneath everyone, and they're going to pull the rug up underneath everyone when everyone is involved in it. So for those of you that are getting in early, consider yourself, well, you already know, if you're getting into it early, like no one needs to convince you. It's really, really a no-brainer. I mean, Where else can you do? There's never been an investment that I've ever seen in my years of doing different things that for things to do this. So, and what I mean by do this, where you can turn a few hundred dollars into multiple thousands of dollars, and even into hundreds of thousands of dollars in a given space and given time that was in the past was unimaginable. There is going to be some pullbacks from that, of course. People are going to sell, and then there's going to be people that run in. And so this whole thing is really being set up. I just hope that you all that do engage does. Those of you that don't, that's quite all right. That's up to you. For those of you that do, we'll be here, and I'll just share some of mine and let you know what I'm doing. And if you'd like to join in that, definitely. And you can do that by going to our Trade Coin Club. It's rcryptocurrency.com, rcryptocurrency.com, and that's the Trade Coin Club platform. Those of you that are there, we're going to talk right after Tando Radio Show. Give me 10 minutes after Tando Radio Show, then we'll jump into the conference call and talk about it. If you'd like to be involved in it, go ahead, and we're going to do it. Some really, really, really good, some good things. Just want to get you some information and then let you do what you're going to do. I know what we're doing, up to you on what you're going to do. So hopefully you all will seize on the opportunities that are there, but it's up to you. Now, it's not for everyone, but I know that it's, you know, I have a plan, and I would ask that you all have a plan with this as well. My plan is to own this and to leverage it into other things that I can control, not the other way around. So definitely doing really, really well, and would like to share, you know, that with you all. Doesn't if it's beneficial to you, great. If it's not, that's quite all right, because the spaces are going to continue to do what they're doing. So it's not anything that that you're going to be missing out from you not getting involved. It's totally up to you. But those of you that decide to make sure that you temper your expectations and make sure that you realize that this is this is investing, and investments could go to zero. And so I'm not telling you what you should do. I'm just letting you know some of the things that I've done, not giving advice to anything other than I'll tell you how to set up your wallet and set up these things. And then I'll let you know about different things that I see that I'm going to jump into. And if you want to do that too, that's quite all right and quite well. I expected exactly what's happening now to be happening in so many different ways, because just had confirmation on a lot of this stuff over the years. This is one of the things, ways in which I saw things would be unfolding, and they're unfolding just that way, which is, you know, it is what it is. It's not anything that I can control other than my reaction to it. So it's doing very, very well, but very few things that you can turn into a few hundred dollars turning into multiples of thousands within a couple of days. I don't know if all of them are going to do that. I know that some of them are going to do far beyond that and do far better than the ones that have. But there are some, and I know because I've engaged in some of them. I actually bought for a few hundred dollars, and it turned into multiples of thousands and thousands of dollars, and just nearly breaching hundreds of thousands of dollars. And some things are going to do that, some things won't. And those that will do it will continue to go up, because they're here to really pretty much stay. So just a great, great place to be, you know. And by the end of this summer, where could be really, really phenomenal. So it's a couple of ones. So we'll be getting you all squared away for those of you that are in our Trade Coin Club and are part of our cryptocurrency, ourcryptocurrency.com. And so we're going to have a conference right after Tando Radio Show, 10 minutes after. So, and we'll talk about some good stuff that's there and some things that you need to be aware of and watch out for. All right. So with that being said, we're going to jump into what's in the news. At any time, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you on what's going on, and definitely so necessary. So today's show is the stories that make you proud, laugh, and think, all from this beautiful life. So that's what today's show is going to be about. And if you, like I said, if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Then hit star, I'll see you in queue, bring you up, and then we'll go from there. All right, first story. This one comes from the Good News Network. And I don't know why. Let me see. Let me move my – there it is. I had to move my icon. A 10-year-old boy invents device that will save children from hot cars. It's officially summertime, and with the rising temperatures come an abundance of preventable hot car deaths. But not if Bishop Curry V can help it. A 10-year-old Bishop has invented his own device capable of saving hundreds of children from heat stroke. We're going to definitely take a look at that story, man. Handsome young man. And, well, great, great device. Look at that. From the minds of our young, from the minds of our great genius. Look at, man, amazing, amazing, amazing. So check out that one, and we're going to definitely get into that one. Next one comes from Reuters. Texas ATM choices: deposit, withdrawal, release trap repair man. Huh? Check this out. This is the story that makes you laugh a little, but also kind of makes you think. Here we go. In Austin, Texas, out of Reuters, a Texas repairman found that one of the hardest parts about being trapped while servicing a bank automatic teller machine was convincing customers coming for cash that he was stuck. The ATM technician shouted and passed notes begging for help through the machine's receipt slot for about 3 hours on Wednesday. But his appeal were mostly ignored, the police said. So check out that article. We're going to actually take a look at that one as well. Just, man. And then this is the one that makes you think. This article comes from I posted this one from the Miami Herald. Former Haiti government official shot himself in the head in Miami's area hotel. No, doubt that at all. It's not what happened. A lot of this has happened. And this is Klaus Igerwine, a former Haitian government official, was found dead Tuesday in South Date Motel room. And what the Date medical examiner is ruling a suicide. He shot himself in the head. So, but you have to know who this gentleman is. And this gentleman was the one of the Haitian government officials that broke how the Clinton Foundation was involved in the overall trafficking of children. And so we'll take a little, a quick glimpse about this. And this is happening. There's a bunch of this is happening, and it's been happening for a very, very, very long time. It's just something that this is why I call a killery and I call a political serial killers. Many of people have went the same way of Klaus as of recently and of the past, Ron Brown and others. So do I know that they've done that completely? No, but the evidence definitely suggests that this, the same thing is happening over and over again, is no coincidence, from Foster to, it's just so many things, and it's just ridiculous. And it's not just those individuals, the point is this is the way the system works. So check out that article. And we will, if I would get this page to cooperate, that would be nice. Please cooperate, page. So we'll take a look at this one as well. So we'll come back to that one. And we're going to get back into what's the news. Next article, and I wanted to say thanks, L.A. Ramon, for this one. And this one, where did Ramon get this one from? This one came from, he sent me this message, and y'all, I saw I had some messages, and I was kind of behind on them all. I'm so sorry about that. So I kind of need to run through them. All right, this one, my man L.A. Ramon sent this one, and this one's come from Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty. And it says, Khomeini warns Iraq against relying on the U.S. weakening Shiite militants. So check out that article, a really good one that my man Ramon had posted. And I want to say big ups. Thanks, Ramon. Thanks, Tony. Thanks, Roz. Thank all of you that send me information. I'm not always able to get it all. Brother Braggs is always, and Brother Braggs stuff, it's just so much that we need to do one whole week with Brother Braggs, really, because the stuff that he has is amazing and so very, very important. So that is definitely there. So let me get real quick. Let me get back into what's in the news. Next article. This one comes from, where did I get this one from? This one comes from Wolf Street. People not amused by the EU's effort to decash their lives. Check out that article, really good one as well. Next article, got this from naturalnews.com. Strawberry nutrients found to prevent dementia and age-related cognitive decline. So check out that article, a really good one as well. Next one, this comes from Press TV, is an Iranian publication. South Korea offers rare talks with North amidst tension. About time. So check out that article. Next article, I got this one from Active Post. Jeff Sessions to revise the DARE program to hook more kids on drugs and boast prison profits. So true. Check out that article. Next one, this comes from The Economic Collapse. Our Disneyland economy. Disneyland is known as a place where dreams come true and where everyone's story always has a happy ending, but there is going to be no happy ending for the U.S. economy. Wishful thinking has resulted in one of the greatest stock market rallies in history in recent months. Check out that one article, really good. Next article, this one came from thegatewaypundits.com. This one, in shocking warning, Pope Benedict says Catholic Church is on the verge of capsizing. Check out that article. Wonder why. So many things. Another article, and this one is from Russia Insider. Very, very critical, important article right here. Extremely, says so much. This is from Russia Insider. Japan drops oil project with Russia. That we've reported that oil project with Russia. Oh, believe me, they'll be back. Japan dropped the oil project with Russia after mailman brings marching orders from Washington. This is how Japan got nuked the first time, by way of by the U.S. military, when they dropped the two bombs there, because they told Japan that to support economic direction that the U.S. was going in, they didn't want to do it. So what did they do, the U.S. do? They sanctioned them, and then they blockade them so that there could be no goods that could go into Japan, that caused Japan to have, for its economy, start to unravel, because they don't have any natural resources. This is why they have to have nuclear power plants all over the place, so they couldn't get oil through. So what does Japan do? They have to attack Pearl Harbor. And then what does the U.S. do? They already knew that they were getting the atomic bomb from the Nazi scientists that they had brought over, and they were going to use that, and they needed to use that to threaten the rest of the world, for it to be the premier superpower for about 80 to 90 years before that overall status would be lost. And lo and behold, it's around about that time right now, and that status has already been lost. This is a critical thing. So they sent them a letter, and they got their marching orders. And they told them, don't you do that deal with Russia. You know what we're capable of. We've been doing it to you for a while. The first time we dropped two, and then the earthquake that we created in Fukushima. That's my opinion on the Fukushima earthquake by using cellular or harmonic frequency weapons, or using HAARP, or whatever they, you know, whatever they chose to whatever they were choosing to do, and that's what caused that slippage, or even something else more devastating. So check out that next one. Everyone, please go to the GoFundMe campaign for my man Will Emmanuel. Will Emmanuel, right up almost 1 month yesterday. 1 month yesterday, I believe Will finished his last chemotherapy for his germ cell cancer. And they're doing a GoFundMe campaign so that Will can get some of the expensive items that are going to help him recover from and to detoxify from the radiation and detoxify from everything else, so that he can heal and can stay in remission. So if you would give some of your energy and your financial energy to my man Will, go to the GoFundMe campaign at GoFundMe.com/SamUnionYankee 5P-3500. We just want to thank you all, for those of you that have gained. So that's what's in the news. I'm going to jump into today's show. And if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, and then bring you up. Scotty's not on the board. He had to do a couple of things. And so if you do, I probably won't be on this page to see you. So if you have a question or comment, please just hit star to unmute yourself, and then we'll take it from there. I just want to say much love, much respect to a friend of mine whose son made the great transformation over the weekend in a very tragic way. And much respect, and just energy is going out to you and the family, and Vaughn is perfectly fine. Just wanted to say that they don't listen to the they're not listening to the show today, but still just wanted to put that energy out. Some difficult times that we all have to endure in this beautiful life, but if we really stay grounded on everything, we'll see that everything is perfect for where it is. And so much respect and giving energy out to the family. Okay. All right. So we're going to jump into what's in the news. Oh, I already did what's in the news. We're going to jump into today's show. There's a couple of things I want to highlight. Definitely want to highlight the first one. And then I'm going to tell you, we're going to look at the young man with his device. Then we're going to take a look at the Texas ATM repairman that was trapped, because I think is really important. And then we're going to take a look at some things that was going on in Venezuela as well. So we're going to have like a 10-minute video for that one as well. I want you to hear some good. And this is probably some of the best reporting that I found about Venezuela. And then we'll get into open up the show for you if you have any questions or comments about anything that you would like to talk about today. Would love to hear from you. This is, you know, today's show is the stories that make us proud, laugh, and think all from this beautiful life. All right, so this first article about the young man, 10-year-old young man invents a device that will save children from hot cars. Man, phenomenal story. If it'll just come up real quickly, let me pull this up. And got this from the Good News Network, network.org. So let's jump into this one. I want to read this one to you. And here it is. And they have a picture of the young man, and you can see the genius that he is. A 10-year-old boy invents a device that will save children from hot cars. If this thing will stop moving, I would greatly appreciate it. All right. It's officially summertime, and when the temperature rises, comes an abundance of preventable hot car deaths. But not if Bishop Curry V can help it. 10-year-old Bishop has invented his own device capable of saving hundreds of children from heat stroke. The invention, which he calls the Oasis, is a tiny box that straps onto a child's seat. When temperatures in the car become too hot, it starts blowing cold, cool air on the child's face. An antenna inside the box also notifies the parents and local emergency services about the possible dangers. What? Thanks to a $46,000, that Bishop raised on GoFundMe, the youth is currently applying to be granted a patent. Bishop is a fifth grader who is fascinated with making things, from creating a homemade catapult and ping pong ball cannon to thinking of ways to melt ice and snow on roads without using salt. Bishop's dad, Bishop Curry, the fourth. Oh, so he's the fifth. Okay. So his dad, according to the crowdfunding page, Bishop got the first idea when a 6-year-old girl named Fern passed away after being locked in a hot car in Bishop's hometown of McKinney, Texas. And let me tell you something here, boy, it gets so hot. McKinney, Texas is not too far from me, and it gets really, really scorching. And so definitely this device is so needed. But it goes on. We live in Texas where hot car deaths are far too common, added Curry Sr. While it's unclear, let me move this down, how the Oasis will be distributed, the remaining funds risen by the campaign will go towards manufacturing and prototyping fees. So this young man, his device is going to kick out once the temperature is raised to a intolerable temperature. This device will start blowing cool air on the child. The only thing is that they have to have it, you know, on the child's seat, and then it will signal the parents and emergency services from a 10-year-old who decided to use his talent and abilities to solve problems. And what did this young man do? He did something about it. He took it upon himself to create a solution And then from creating a solution, he had to make it himself. He's 10 years old. And this 10-year-old has just given us the answer to everything that we deal with. Whatever the problem is, we have to find the solution and then create the solution. He knew that the cars was hot and that it would cause death for people. Knew what the problem is. How many problems that we already know that something is a problem? But how many of us are following the lead of Bishop to solve it? In creating and inventing the solution. And creating your very own device. Man, this young man is no different than anyone else other than the way that he chose to respond to something that he thought was a pressing problem. And he said, I'm going to do something about this. Raised $46,000 on the GoFundMe, and now is in the research development phase and will develop a prototype. Did he have help from other people? Who knows? Doesn't matter. But it was his device. It was his energy. All of those other things are variables that really don't matter. Just like with all of our individual problems, what's the problem that you are going to create the solutionary device for? Wow. So proud of us all, because we all can do what Bishop the Fifth has done. We should. We could. The thing is, will you? Doesn't matter. Bishop didn't check to see with Dave from L.A. Bishop didn't check to see with anybody else to see if it was okay for him to solve this problem and to create a solution. How long did it take him to do it? Doesn't matter. But it's obvious. He was committed to it. So this is phenomenal. And it just goes to show that we all should be doing this exact same thing for every problem that we're faced, that we're facing. Individually is where it all starts first. Bishop knew that there was a larger problem that was adversely affecting people, the species. And out of the love and care and the concern that he has, developed a solution. Developed a solution. Didn't check with the system to see if it was okay and to do all of these things. Unfortunately, in our world, you need to create a patent for what you do. And now, other people may have thought about this device in different ways, but he did it. And if you really think about it, it's doable. It's completely doable. And how many lives could it save if, for all the parents that have this type of problem, but hopefully the people that with children will be not as careless to leave their child. Because I don't know how.
Hey, Dave.
You could. Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
Hey, how you doing today, brother?
What up, brother?
All right, now, shout out to all the listeners, but the marketer in me is sitting here thinking about the pet market for this.
Right. That's right, Scotty.
That's all I wanted to add. Thank you.
Because it goes off into so many different, so many different directions. And what he did was, it really took some technology that's already available, and then what did he do? He said, oh, we could put this in with this, and then I don't know how they really, how they came about this whole thing, but it was phenomenal that he created this device. And what it does, it creates cool air. So hopefully the parents that would happen to leave their child in the car, hopefully they won't be careless enough not to have this device. But I just don't know how you, as a parent, I don't know. I've seen it twice. I just don't know how you leave.
Right, Dave. I can understand a dog and a cat or a ferret. Or, whatever animal, you're going to leave them in the car, you're going to run in the store right quick. This is a perfect device for them. So let's hope it doesn't encourage people. Oh, I got this right here, so I leave my baby in the car, and somebody carjacked the car. That happens too often, man.
Right.
So
I feel you. That happens too often.
I feel you, but I hope that his parents and they got the right lawyers and stuff, because I'm an inventor. What you describe is what I did to make an audio mixing kit. That's the technique that Black Talk Radio broadcasters use, except for one. He uses, some other software because he on a Mac, and that's what he found and he's comfortable with. But mostly everybody else, take my classes, buy the equipment that I buy the extra pieces and all of that. So, I actually copyrighted that, man. It's like taking existing inventions and making something new where they all the parts work together. I mean, that's a car. Somebody had to invent the carburetor. Somebody had to invent the braking system. Somebody else might have invented the fuel line system, and it all put together is a whole new invention called a automobile.
So true, Scotty, and it's amazing. And what is so good about this is that the device will, it's crazy. And I just hope that people won't think that, okay, well, I got this device now, so now I could just leave the kids in the car, like we were talking. Wow, what in the world? I just don't. I don't know. I don't know how you do that. I don't know how you. There's a funny story. I'm going to tell you, I was driving across country. And one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And there was a man that had to go to the bathroom real bad. And he had his young son with him. And I don't know who else was in the other car, but he had his son in him. So he runs in the bathroom. Sees me in the bathroom as well. I'm getting ready to wash my hands and stuff. He runs in, he looks at me, and he has his young child, and he says, "Billy, you stay right here." And he kind of looks at me like, "Don't you take my son." I just kind of laugh because he going to the bathroom. He running to the bathroom. So little Billy he brought his child in the bathroom. Little Billy was sitting there and was just, making, singing. He could hear him and everything else. So the man goes into the stall, sits down and doing what he's got need to do. And then I guess his little older brother wasn't too much older. He comes into the bathroom. And he comes into the bathroom. I'm still washing my hand, and I see what's about to happen, and I kind of, because I can see how bad the older one is. You know them kids. And so Billy was just standing where he was, and his older brother come in. And his older brother comes in and start hitting him and everything else. And Billy started screaming, "Stop, stop, stop, dad, dad, dad." And the father's in on the stool. So the father's in on the stool. And what does he think? That black man trying to steal my baby. And this father slams that door open with his pants down around his ankles. And I'm just looking at this laughing as he's yelling, "Billy, Billy, Billy." He slammed the door open and he see his brother messing with him. It was the funniest thing I ever seen in my life. So, but this man had to go to the bathroom real bad, but he took his baby in with him. So you could just imagine. It took me three states to stop laughing before I could tell the people I was traveling with, my family I was traveling, what happened. I'm serious. It was just so, so funny, as you can all imagine. So I just don't see how people could leave their child. I just don't get it. A baby. How do you forget? You know, but it happens. And for whatever reason, you know, it happens. But this young man has solved, and what he has really, what the real emphasis of this should be is for us should be that no longer should you be looking for anyone to solve anything for you. You got to create solutions ourselves. This is a solution that this young man has created, and it's a very, very important one in my opinion. So happy to have seen and ran across this one. So check out that one. And I don't know how the GoFundMe works and everything else, if it's still up. I guess it's not down. It's down now. So they're going to look. So look for the device, and let's see. Hopefully he gets the patent, in which he will, and will do well with it. A great, great young inventor that's going to be happening there. So check out that article. All right. So next article. And I'm going to play. This one for today's show is kind of funny. But it really not. It's funny and it's not. And just woo. So I'm gonna pull this story up. And this one, I got this one from Reuters. And this one was Texas ATM choices: deposit, withdrawal, release trap repair man. And this was on Thursday. And I'm gonna hold on one second. Let me read this real quick. Well, I'm gonna play this video so you can hear. There was a Fox News actually, Lying Like a Fox News actually carried this, and this is and they'll tell you where it is. Let me just load this up real quick. It's already loaded, but I never heard of anything like this. It's funny, but then it's not, because mind you, we in the middle of summer, and Texas gets hot. And a lot of places get hot, you know, but so let's check out this story. Oops, let me fix it real quickly. Let me cue it up, and then we'll get into it. So what this story is about is that a ATM repairman got stuck. And so I want y'all to hear, it's like 5 minutes, just to hear it. And there's a reason why. So let me just, here we go.
Co-host Mike Page up here with me today. We're both in blue, by the way.
Hey, we got the hue of blue on a Thursday.
I love it. We match our logos, right? We didn't do this on purpose, I swear.
We blend in a little bit. Sometimes, you know what, we like it because sometimes when the bosses come by, we kind of blend in.
Yeah, they can't see us.
Yeah,
you know,
so
we got Mike Mary Kate.
We definitely have less questions.
Yeah, and I do want to talk about this story. You actually brought this up to me this morning. Really interesting story about a man that was stuck inside an ATM.
Can you imagine this? You're taking out money at an ATM, and then you hear a faint little, "Help me, help me." I would be like, okay, what's going on?
I cannot believe this happened. And it's okay to laugh a little bit because he is okay.
He's okay. But this is just a bizarre story in Texas. It was out of Corpus Christi. And he was just a repairman who was inside the building that was connected to the ATM.
Right.
And so it was the small, like, little storage area, if you can imagine it.
So you go through it to get in the back of the ATM?
Yeah. So he was trying to work on the ATM in the back end of it. And, well, he got stuck in that room. He couldn't get out. He didn't even have a cell phone.
or the device to unlock himself.
No, he was definitely stuck. So he's like pretty much in a panic mode, as you can imagine.
Oh,
I mean, like,
absolutely.
And then this is the best part. So people are getting the receipt. They're not getting their bank receipt. They're getting, he's feeding a little piece of paper that says, "Please help me. I'm stuck in here. I need help. This is, you know, something like a, this isn't a joke here. Please call for help. Please call my boss," is what he said here. Yeah, pull it up, Mary Kate. Give him a great look here.
Yeah, take a look at the picture. I mean, this is obviously a picture of the ATM, but these are little notes that he was sticking through. You know, as people were expecting a receipt, they would see notes like this. "Please help. I'm stuck in here. I don't have a phone. Please call my boss," and then, you know, leave the boss's number. So what do you think about this?
I think if it happened, if I was getting the money out,
right,
I would think I was being punked somehow. And I thought this may be some kind of hidden print, you know, kind of show.
Yeah, it would be hard to imagine that would be real. Although, how couldn't you hear him? I mean, if he's yelling, was he yelling?
He was trying to yell, but they said it was a faint. What they heard from the other side was it was faint.
If they called it a little voice they heard. So, I mean, and again, you guys, he's okay. And
he made it.
A robber. This was a guy trying to fix this ATM. The issue was the lock door that he came to work on.
It got stuck.
Guy, I want to pull up some videos too for you guys just to show you the scene here in Texas. This just happened yesterday.
Poor guy.
I can't believe it.
I mean, this is the epitome of having bad luck.
Oh,
when you think, okay, so that was the door. Okay, now this is the ATM, the Bank of America ATM. And he's stuck
on the
behind there.
Yeah. He's trying to fix the lock door. It closes on him. It locks him in. So that's where they needed to enter to get this guy out.
Look at that.
And, you know, obviously, you receive these notes. You might assume it's a joke if you don't hear someone yelling. I mean, what do you do? But one person, thankfully, did call his boss.
Yeah, good thing.
So thank you, finally.
Look at, there it is.
He wrote dozens of these notes until someone finally took it seriously. So we want to hear from you guys. Let us know in the live chat section of our YouTube stream. Would you call if you received a note like this, or would you assume it's a joke?
And shout out to him for not even taking any money, right?
This guy deserves a raise, seriously. Props to you, man, for dealing with that. I mean, I'm claustrophobic. I don't think I could handle being stuck in there for almost 2 hours.
2 hours being stuck in there, and it doesn't seem like anybody's coming to your avail, right? No one is trying to help you.
Yeah, I mean, this would be seriously scary. And again, no money missing.
Yeah.
What a good guy.
You know, usually when we go to the ATM, you stick your card in, you put your PIN. This guy needed more than a PIN, right? This guy needed someone to call. You know what the PIN he needed was 911. Right?
He didn't help. And yet, he wrote dozens of these little letters, and people would just think, oh, funny, and leave. I mean, come on. I think I would look at it for a while and kind of think about it. I'd probably call. I wouldn't assume.
Yeah, but here's the thing. Now he's always going to have that phone on him now, right? He might have two on him.
Yeah, there's no way this is going to happen again. But I think the only part that really makes me laugh a little is imagining him trying to stick the little note just in time for them to grab it, you know? And they don't hear it.
All right, so this one, hold on 1 second. Okay, we got time. This one, all right, so you got this ATM repairman. You're stuck inside of the room, the door that he was there to repair, the door or the ATM. I'm not quite sure. You know, it had to be the ATM that he was repairing, because he knew how to work the overall ATM. Somebody else may not have known how to work that ATM. So he goes in and gets locked in. And I don't know what their system is, but he gets locked in and he can't get, because he loses, it doesn't bring the key in or whatever. Now, this is July in Texas, where it gets extremely hot. You know there's no air in that room. And so he doesn't have his cell phone, but he has a pen. And he's writing this. The note that he wrote is, "Please help me. I'm stuck inside of the room. Please call my boss." and he gives the number. And they said he gave out dozens of these. And when he gave out dozens of these, that means that people, when they put in their ATM card to get their cash, when the receipt was coming out, he had wrote it already out, and he put it there so that they would receive it with their receipt. So now out of this receipt, you're getting a receipt with a note on it. And it says, I'm stuck in this room. Call my boss, please. And he's in there for 2 hours. And the reporter says that I would have thought that I was getting punked. It was a prank. Right? Okay, but wait a minute. You know you in Texas. You know it's real hot. Right? And you get this note. And he said he wrote dozens of them. What does dozens mean? More than 12. And then finally one person called the boss. How hard is it to call? And then the thing was they couldn't hear him because the walls of that ATM were... I mean, they were super, you couldn't see, I post the video, they were super, super thick concrete walls. So when they could hear him, it was real, real faint. And like the lady said, like it was a little voice. So with people listening to their radios and cars coming by and everything else, the people probably didn't hear him at all. And it wasn't anything that he could bang on to get for them to hear him. I know it's just crazy, but what if he didn't have that pen on him? What if he went and had that pen on him? You know, I don't know what a setup over, you know, at work would have been, if he was supposed to check back in or whatever. You know, they may have, you know, went and found him until the next day, and who knows if he was on medication or some other stuff. It's just so many different things. But here's a couple of things that I noticed about this that was kind of disturbing to me. One, man, how many times did you forget your phone on different stuff? Know what you do for a living. And it's just like if you work in a place with a meat freezer. You know how many people die from getting locked in the meat freezer? A lot of people do. And I don't know why they don't have, you know, and I don't know if that's changed, but I know I've heard of it as of recent, but I don't know why they don't have, once you're inside, there should be an automatic way to for you to get out. Is getting, you're trying to prevent somebody from getting in. You're not trying to prevent them from getting out. Oh, well, maybe it is that you're preventing them from getting out. But I'm pretty sure that any person that happened to break in there would be smart enough to know what they're doing to make sure that door don't close back on them. But who knows? But even if there is, there should be something for you to be able to code your way out. I don't know. But so he's in there. Man, if he didn't have a pen, oh, he would have been stuck. I mean, really, really stuck. But I don't know how you get this note, and he gives out over, they said he gave out dozens of them. So that means more than 12. So let's say he gave out 15 notes. How did 14 people not do anything about it? I don't, you know, maybe some of them didn't get it. That could be, you know, that could be it. Maybe, you know, some of the, but any person that did get it, how did they not do anything about it? I just don't know. But this tells you, always be aware of your surroundings and be conscious of what you do. Be conscious of what you do. And because just imagine, you're in this room in the middle of summer. It's blazing hot. You don't have any water. We don't know the last time you ate or the last time you drank water. If you're on meds, did you take your meds? Did you miss this? Did you... what? And you get stuck. You get stuck. Man.
So Dave,
something like this, you got to think about this before it happens. You got to think about all the things that could go wrong and then how you would respond to it. How would you get out of this? Go ahead, Scotty.
Yeah, so from now on, if I get a receipt out a ATM that's attached to a building, I'll look on the back of it. Because I often don't look either, man. I just stick it in the wallet, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, so, and look at it later. So I could see how maybe, you know, they didn't read the back of it. Because that's how he had to been doing it, was the paper that they print the receipts on. He was writing notes on you know, the back of them and putting them so they'll go out in the machine when somebody got something. So, yeah, 2 hours.
Right.
It's a long time in a hot room. I don't know if he had AC or nothing.
Mm-mm, no AC in there. But listen, we're listening to Tando Radio Show. When we come back, I just want to add a couple of things before we move on to this. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
Podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star. We'll see you in queue. We'll bring you up and would love to hear from you. So, you know, what it was that actually, Scotty, and you know, you're right, because when people get their receipts, not a lot of people even look at them. You know, they just get the receipt or anything else. But what he did was, the receipt part that would be written on it, he wrote, I mean, it was big. You couldn't, as soon as you see it, you would know that something is wrong with it, but you would first have to look. There's a lot of people that wouldn't look as well. So, and so it was, man, you're lucky he had that pen, because, but just think, if he didn't have that pen, how would he have gotten out of there? He would have had to wait. He had to wait for somebody to report him missing. Man, think about what you do, whatever your hazardous occupations of your careers or what you do for a living. Think about it and try not to. Oh man, be cognizant of that type of stuff. Now he can't go anywhere without the key and without a phone and without a. But even with a phone, he may not, you know, he may not be able to have reception in that room, because that room was full. I mean, it was all concrete. That's why nobody could hear him. So I'm pretty sure he knows what he's doing. But just think, woo, come on, that would be tough. Now, the thing was, he thought, and that's the thing, you can't panic. Could you just imagine when that door closed and he didn't have it? You know, the first thing that he said was, "Oh, shh." And then right away, you got to start thinking and not start panicking. So he had a real good plan. I mean, he had to wait for somebody to come. Every time somebody came, he started hearing that doop, doop, doop. He could tell the machine was working. And I don't know, you know, what else he could have done, but, you know, it worked. Thank goodness he had a pen on him, because he would have been stuck. So if you ever get stuck, think your way out of everything. And, you know, I think it's very, very important for us to do that type of stuff, because we're stuck in so many things. Think about it. We're stuck in a situation that requires our thought. And it requires our reasoning to break ourselves out of this. We're stuck in this hot room and we're locked in. And we're going to have to do not one note, not two notes, not 25 notes, 30 notes. We're going to have to do something. And the thing is, you got to be proactive on the whole thing. And so, once again, so, so important. So just wanted to share that story with you all. So then now there was there's another one. There's two other ones that I wanted to get to, and this one is more what we usually cover here. During the Haiti earthquake, which I believe was man-created, man-made, There was a lot of, in just before that, Haiti, there was a large gold deposit that was found in Haiti, and all of a sudden there was a military operation just in case a third world country has an earthquake, and they're there to solve it, and the U.S. Navy just happened to be there when it happened. You're right. So from that, there was Klaus Everwine, a former head of the Haitian Government Development Agency, and he was found dead Tuesday, the 11th, in the Miami area hotel with a gunshot wound to the head. And he said that his death was a suicide. But here was the thing. What they didn't tell you about the gentleman was this. If my computer would stop. Okay. Klaus Everwine, a former Haitian government official, was found dead Tuesday in a South Dade motel room in what the Miami-Dade Examiner, medical examiner, is ruling a suicide. He shot himself in the head, says Veronica Lattimore, a Miami-Dade medical examiner records supervisor. She listed his time of death at 12:19 p.m. The address where his body was discovered, according to police, is at a Quality Inn. Move this down. Come on. Sorry, you all. My internet is... Uh-oh. 1 second. Oh, man. All right, so here we go. Sorry, you all. Okay, so, it's not going to work for me. Wow. Okay, so, Klaus serves as the director general of the government's economic development, and better known as FOSS. He held the position from May of 2012 into February of 2015 when he was replaced. He was also a partner in a popular pizza restaurant in Haiti. Klaus, and it was really shocking for Gilbert Bradley. We grew up together. He was like family. Velia said to had spoken to Klaus, who was 50, 2 weeks ago, and he was in good spirits. They were working on opening a restaurant in Sunrise, he said, but it appears that Edelwine had fell on hard times. An Uber spokesperson confirmed that he worked as a driver for a while in South Florida during and after his government tender. Edelwine had faced allegations of fraud and corruption on how the agency he had headed administered funds. Among the issues was the oversight of shady constructions of several schools built after Haiti's devastating January 12, 2010's earthquake. Edelman was scheduled to appear Tuesday before the Haitian Senate Ethics and Anti-Corruption Commission. The head of the commission confirmed the commission is investigating the management of Petrocarburo funds, the money Haiti received from Venezuela's discounted oil program. So that's what they said about Klaus. But here's what they didn't tell you about Klaus. Klaus was also going to turn state evidence against the Clinton Foundation for what they were doing in Haiti with the trafficking of children. And that's the real reason that he got pushed out and these charges put on him, in my opinion. Because he's not the only one that has met this same fate. Everyone that starts to start to testify against the Clinton Foundation ends up dead with the same method of suicide. And how did Klaus shoot himself in the back of the head? Tell you, man. And these things happen because we have blind faith in the system. Then sometimes we get into predicaments. And Klaus knew by him divulging what he thought was really going on, he knew it was going to be a death sentence. But you know what? He didn't stop. He was telling his friends that he knows that him being outspoken about the Clinton Foundation, that his life is in danger. So what did they try to do? They tried to present him as something other than this was the reason why. This was the cover story. And this is the cover story that they ran in the Miami Herald. And Miami Herald did what? Followed the orders. We got such a corrupt system. Now, do I know that Klaus, what all Klaus was doing? No. But we all know that Hillary and the whole Clinton political serial killer organization has been around for a long time, and they've been doing this. And this is the regular MO of how they do it. Follow the trails of bodies that follow the Clintons. And it's not only just them. It's the whole thing. Why? It's because this whole system is corrupt. And if a 10-year-old can say, we got to solve this and do something about it, what's wrong with all of us? Or could it be we just too worried about us? And see, this is what was different between the young man, the 10-year-old, when Bishop, the difference between Bishop and society is this. Many of us don't do anything because we're too worried about us. When Bishop was worried about everyone. I don't know everything that Klaus was in. But I do know this. Klaus was telling the truth about what is going on, what's the problem, because the same fate happened to him, and this has been happening for years, and Klaus is just the latest one within just a few past couple of months. You got the UN person that all of a sudden was lifting weights and dropped the bar on his neck. Come on. You got the DNC hack guy, you can't find him. You got Foster, Vernon Foster, you got Ron Brown. This is what happened when the people settle for allowing someone else to fix something for you. Bishop didn't. Nor should we. I'm going to tell you something real quick. One of the things that is commonly known and what happens within the system is this, is that different governments, all the governments are in one big cahoot together. They'll work on a problem. They'll work on something. And in working on some by way of biological or warfare or, acoustic weapons, and they'll find out, different drugs and different vaccinations. And one of the things is this, is that they have a treaty. They have an agreement. It won't be an act of war if you develop tools of war And don't use them against other countries, but use it against your own people. The only people that you could test it on is your own people. And do you know how long that they've been using different things? Each government has been using their overall technology against the overall citizens in all forms and fashions, from vaccinations to bioweapons to nuclear weapons. But guess what happens, ladies and gentlemen? It's really the system attacking the people because the common people die. It doesn't matter what country you're from. It matters just that you are. And this agreement is not hard to find. It's actually a treaty saying that if you develop a weapon, if you can use it on your people, but you can't use it against other countries and other people, or else it's an act of war. Do you see how the trick has played here? So, everybody. And we excuse and we allow ourselves to be tricked and deceived into thinking that somebody that would be practicing the way to kill someone isn't really trying to kill you. And there's an energy that goes with that. Why would you practice? Why is there a need and an urge for a Department of War, which they made a politically correct way to say the Department of Defense? They're not defending themselves against. That's true. They're defending their overall control and rule against you. So what are they doing? We buy it. They say, okay, well, here's the deal, people. We got a treaty. We can use blood agents, nerve gases on our American citizens because, you know, we love you. We're not really going to kill you. Not going to harm you. You know, you're going to be dead, but, you know, it's for God and country. But we can't do it to the Iranians, because if we do it to the Iranians, then we're going to go to war. Then you're going to die. Either way, I see it, ladies and gentlemen, that targeting is to exterminate and to kill you. And by using that as leverage to maintain their overall control. When are we going to come up with a device that when the baby's left in the car, a little box will blow cool air on the baby and alert our senses to have an emergency response to this and to change this condition before the baby has heat stroke? And what's so funny about it, when we think about it, we're like, well, I don't know, what is it that I could do that just shows how dependent we are on the system? We don't know anything but to do but what the system has told us. And it's crazy. I talking to my friend today, and someone told her that just remember, it was America that killed your son. And she resonates in a very different way, on a high, very high frequency. And he said to her, not only did America kill your son, you're going to know that America has killed me as well. And her son was killed over the weekend. And here's the problem. America didn't kill her son. Sounds good, but it's not the truth. Here's why America didn't kill her son before all us super black folks, when super black pride people jump up and say, yes, they did. I'll tell you why America didn't kill her son. America didn't kill her son, nor did it kill many, because America didn't create. How can something kill you that didn't give you life? The so-called America is a creation of an idea that people conceptualized and put energy behind it, created a corporation that brought about rules, regulations that best serve them at the expense of everyone else. But it didn't kill anyone. Let me tell you why. Was it instrumental in people's demise? No. Because it didn't give you life, it didn't create you, how can it kill you? Have you ever seen a business that was created by someone? A mom and pop store. That business was there and it was vibrant while it was there because people were giving energy to it. If that business went out of business, let's say that business went out of business. When that business went out of business, why did it go out of business? Because it was never living in the first place. Once people stopped giving energy to it, it no longer existed. America will no longer exist when you stop giving energy to it. Because it's a facade to keep you away from what is truly the problem. This is a very imbalanced, insane malevolent world, and it has gotten to be so pervasive and has such a stronghold because so many of us give energy to it that business will never go out of business. At some point and at some time, it has to say this: going out of business, everything must go. Because until then, it will continue to do, and will continue. The things that have happened in the past will happen in the future. America and the system is not a living entity. It is a person that were created by living beings to represent their best interests. At some point and at some time, we have to represent our best interests. When I look at Klaus, I look at Bishop, I look at you, I look at us, I see this beautiful life. Everything that happens is for a reason, and everything that happens springs an opportunity for the living, because out of that opportunity that sprung forth, we can create the environment that sustains us and not kills us. And it may sound good when we say certain things, but if we're not creating the solution, nothing changes. Say something nice and see what happens tomorrow. Make a great speech and see what happens tomorrow. Walk a long way and see what happens tomorrow. We're not addressing the problems. With a sincere and adequate solution. We're playing by the rules. And playing by the rules means America exists. This government and that government exists. And all of the policies, treaties, procedures, laws that they create to uphold their dominion over you is only getting more deeply rooted into the earth. You may go to a commercial break, but I was watching something with a good friend of mine, and it was about Australia, no, New Zealand, and how the eucalyptus tree, and how the Aborigines there were able to tell the different seasons. And one of the things that they were able to also tell is from the eucalyptus trees, they can tell when a drought was coming. How could they tell that a drought was coming? Because the eucalyptus trees would start to have a more of a golden tint to them. Because what happens with the eucalyptus tree, because the drought, the eucalyptus tree knew that the drought was coming because the environment around the eucalyptus tree that was living, it changed its overall decision. It changed its will to do something for survivability. It was wise enough to do it. It would make sure that its roots went even deeper in the ground. It went so deep into the ground until where the roots were absorbing gold. So you mean to tell me if a tree is smart enough to go deeper for the gold, we're not? So if you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit **, CUNQ, and we'll definitely bring you up. Listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave, from L.A. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Hit star, we'll see you in queue, and we'll definitely will bring you up, and looking forward to doing that. So I just wanted to, didn't want to go into a rant there at towards the end, but, you know, it's... We can know all of the problems, but if we don't provide any of the solutions, we'll stay recognizing more problems. And I know for you that listen to Tando Radio Show, solutions is everything. So until the rest of the culture, till the rest of the species, till the rest of the people, make sure that you always provide for your solutions. Because it doesn't matter what man puts in front of you. Your talents and your abilities are greater than any challenge that can go before you. Any. Think about it. The problem of the heat stroke was caused by who? People. The solution has to come from an individual, then from the masses agreeing and using that solution to benefit them. Isn't that what the system does? I think it's very wise to learn from their successes, the system's successes. They hate each other more, even more than they hate you. But it's necessary for them to work together in order to exploit you and all. So imagine if you just use that energy and go in a different direction. Not those individuals. And I'll tell you why we should stop looking for a solution from the system, because the system is incapable of doing it. That opportunity to utilize their free will in a benevolent way was conceptualized, and it was decided that, no, I don't want to do that. The universe respects that. The universe will say to them, as it will say to you, well, what is it that you want to do? You can do it. So, thought it was really important for us to individually start creating our own devices that are going to bring about that cool air, preventing us from having heat strokes. And even though we're locked into a system and we keep yelling and yelling and nobody can hear us, you keep writing, and hopefully from your overall plan, your solution, your continuous, your steadfastness to your solution, maybe something will break. Maybe the door will crack open because somebody will open it. But it's still your solution that is the key. Because think about the man that was locked in the room. If he didn't write any notes and just kept screaming and yelling, kept doing the exact same thing, how far would he have gotten? His voice was too faint. They couldn't hear him. So when they can't hear you, that means you got to do something different. In order to get out, it was hot as heck in there.
And guess what? If he stayed there and didn't provide a solution for himself, he wouldn't have got out. He'd have looked at all the things that he could have used, the pen and the receipt, because that means people are coming there. As soon as the ATM machine starts, he would know when it was starting. They're starting to withdraw. If he didn't move on that, he was squandering his opportunities by not utilizing his ability, his talents and ability to think his way through it. The eucalyptus tree would die if it didn't push its roots even deeper into the earth's mantle, far enough to going to down to where it was also consuming gold. And out of that pain, you know that's not easy. You know that's a lot of work. That's a lot of energy you got to give up. That root, who's not sharp, who can be the root that can be broken just by pulling. It is no diorite. It's not diamond tipped or anything else, but is able to go through the earth's mantle even to where the gold is, and to consume some of the gold in search of the water, because it knows wherever the water is, that's where gold will be as well. Wherever the gold is, that's where water is going to be. Wherever water is, that's where gold is possibly. That's the fountain of youth. And when you look at these things, what's so beautiful about this life, it always encourages you, no matter what you're going through. You have the power and ability to create something different. Sitting on your ain't gonna change nothing. It can't. Can't go against the universal laws. It's not like the letter of the law that gives immunity. Because it's sincere in principle. There's a principle to it. So, many of us will be going through a lot of things throughout life at different times, in all vast forms. You, me, us, them, we all will. But how you go through it, how you decide, is that beautiful execution of your greatest talent, your will. And your will should never, ever, ever ask permission. Because the universal law, the spirit of the law, doesn't require the will to ask permission. This is why man can have wars, killing innocent children and the elderly, the innocent, the weak, and the universe doesn't change. Because the principle of it all is that the universe is asking you something. When are you going to will for it to be different? And that doesn't mean for us as a people. Let me tell you why it doesn't mean for us as a people. Because when the great creator, when you were born, you weren't born as a people. You were born as a image of a great creator. You are the great creator. You happen to live among, and you happen to dwell upon in the universal space with other living beings because you were actually given that free will to be able to cohabitate together by way of your will, how you decide to. If you want to be at war your whole life, there will never, ever be any peace. Because you'll create the hell on earth. You'll create the hell. You'll create the dysfunctional energy everywhere you go. You know those people, you know, wherever they go, they just wreak havoc. That's because they want to. But what's just so powerful that we never, ever notice, those people that do us harm and those individuals that are pain in the butt, because of that, we always notice them. But what we don't, we notice their energy, that wherever they go, they create problems. You just like creating problems. We don't put enough energy into seeing that when we see people that create solutions for everything, then we don't emulate that. Oh, I can create a solution as well. They did it. Bishop did it. Bishop did it in the most harsh situations ever. A parent that's supposed to love their child leaving their child in a hot car. He needed to get a remedy for that. He got it by executing his free will. You could do it as well. You have to do it individually. Doesn't matter what the world says. Doesn't matter what the world do. You were born alone. You ultimately live alone. You're going to make this great transformation alone. Your overall eternity is going to be one that's shared with others in a uniquely significant, unique place. You. Your universe. Don't need to wait on anybody. Don't need a group of people to do it. You just need you. And then when you start doing it, and you start executing, and you start creating your own solutions for things, you'll notice something. The problems of the world becomes the world, not yours. You solutionize everything that you do, but you never force yourself on anybody else to try to make them do what you're doing. It's their choice. Gotta respect it. As soon as we break our schooling, the better off that we'll be. The better off we'll be. So, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 866-510-9025, before we get out of here. 866-510-9025. What I did want to, real quick, oh man, I had forgot to mention this. Oh boy, forgot to mention this, and I hate to do this. I always like to do this in the middle of the show, but if you would like to get in on the conversation, definitely give us a call. We'd love to hear from you. Listen, if you have a student loan, there's a student loan repayment program that's going to have that person come on to the show to explain it all to you. Fundamentally, great opportunity. Also, for those of you that are thinking about getting into cryptocurrencies, definitely want to do it. There's actually an initial coin offering that we're going to be conceptualizing that is phenomenal. So start to familiarize yourself about that. And then there's some of you that we will be calling on based off of your expertise with that. And that's something that we could work together on. And it's huge because it's, the opportunities are so, so great. So I meant to say that earlier in the show. So I'm so sorry that I didn't get going, but definitely, that's congrats to us. You going to be in this. You definitely going to be in this. She know who I'm talking about. So I'm looking forward to it. It's phenomenal, phenomenal, phenomenal stuff, and is going to be for individuals that want to take control of their own individual direction, because that's all we can do. And then you move on from there. You help where you can help. You do what you can do, and that's the best approach that will be for you. Prosperity is a choice of ours. And of you individually. You're worth it. You are worth it. And once we see that we're worth it, then we can start conceptualizing, creating the solutions so that we won't have the heat exhaustion that turns into heat stroke. So looking forward to bringing you more information. I can't say too much about it as of yet. We'll be working on that and looking forward to it. Now, man, a lot of you and everyone that's all of you, the opportunity, it will be brought to you as well. And then if you can actually assist in that, but make sure that you are sincere in your approach, because if not, your energy is going to be seen very easily, and it's not something that's going to work at all. So definitely we'll be looking forward to that with you all. Okay. All right. So, Gary, that's right. I forgot it. Melanated Roots is coming on. So we're going to give them some time to get Scotty to get ready. I totally forgot about that. It's Monday. Melanated Roots is going to be coming on live at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to get ready to get out of here. And I just want to say much love, much respect to you all. So that show is going to be coming up, so wait for that one. For those of you that are in our Trade Coin Club, 10 minutes after the show, definitely jump in there. Brother Bragg, you need to jump on there with me.
Yes, sir.
When you get a chance. Give me a call, Brother Bragg, because I need you in there. I got to talk to you as well. Appreciate you all. Listen, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later. Much love, much respect. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give one away. And then listen, Brother Braggs is about to chime us out with that high frequency. Man, it's so powerful that we do that. We'll talk to you all soon. Peace. Brother Bragg, chime us out.
Peace, peace. Peace, peace. And I got all my animals loose, so forgive me.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Slicing cake. Oh,
we're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing
cake. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.